Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. My name is Derek Bullard. In the lively halls of École Vision, a spirited, private, trilingual elementary school nestled in Sherbrooke, a burst of creativity is lighting up the airwaves. It's none other than Radio Activity, a program that has captured the imagination of students. Join us as we dive into the adventures of three energetic students.
My name is Beatrice.
My name is Jean.
My name is Rosie.
Meet Beatrice, a 10-year-old fourth grader who is intrigued by the prospect of trying something new. She explains why she chose to get into Radio Activity.
Because Jean and Rosie came to ask if I wanted to do it with them. And I thought it would be cool and nobody in my family tried it.
Beatrice tells us that she's discovered a love for storytelling and how she has been inspired by her friend to voice plays on the air.
My favorite thing in radio is to do some little story that Rosie writes. And the plays, because the drama club to do plays, and if I want to do it, I need to be used to it.
Beatrice goes on to tell us where she gets her valuable content for listeners.
The world. Because what is happening in the world could be useful for the listeners.
Finally, we ask Beatrice if she believes that Radio Activity helped her with communication.
Yes, because I'm not really good at talking in public, and yes, it helps me. And if you're not used to talk in public, it is very good, the activity for you.
Now, meet Jeanne, a 9-year-old in fourth grade. She tells us why she chose Radio Activity.
Because I love listening to radio when I was small, and still now. I wanted to be with my friends, and my friend Rosie offered me, and my parents said yes, so here I am.
Jeanne explains how she crafts her engaging content.
To talk about interviews and plays, the subject for me is based on the sub-routine of the month and the weather and news. I don't really know. The music, I love it.
We ask Jeanne how she creates her radio content.
I use my brainy and my past for ideas. And my parents helped me because I wanted to become a radio person when I was small. But now, even more. Because of this activity, and Mr. Derek helps me a lot for radio. So thank you to him, and thank you to my parents.
Now Jeanne goes on to tell us how her passion for radio has nurtured teamwork.
I enjoy working in team because my team is joyful and lovely. So thank you to my beautiful team.
Finally, Jeanne explains to the listeners how Radio Activity can be beneficial.
You can master some skills that you don't have, and you will become less shy because you practice in this activity.
Now let's meet 9-year-old Rosie, as her classmates have already referred to her as the storyteller behind Radio Activity. She explains to us how she was drawn to radio by her mother's suggestion.
I got interested in radio because my mom thought it would be fun, and I thought it could be cool. And it is fun. And I had already done it one time because my brother did it last year. And one time his radio teacher offered to me and my mom to participate, and we said yes.
Rosie tells us what she enjoys the most about radio, and where do all those ideas come from?
My favorite theme is doing plays, and I also like doing music playlists. I don't really need anything. I just use my imagination because I find that I have a big imagination. And my radio teacher, Mr. Derek, helps me. So thank you, Mr. Derek.
I observed during Radio Activity that each student had a specific responsibility. Rosie goes on to tell us what responsibility that she handles with the most enthusiasm.
My favorite job to do is the board for the sound. So basically, when you do the board, you control the sound. You can not let the sound go too high because if not, you can create distortion. Distortion is when radio creates static and noise.
And finally, we ask Rosie if she believes that more students should get involved in radio.
Yes, because it helps to not be shy in public.
This segment would not be complete without a little peek into some fourth graders' imagination. Listen in as they take to the airwaves to report Kids News. Listeners, be advised. This new segment is entirely made up by very creative fourth graders.
Good morning, Sherbert. Welcome to Kids Corner News, where we bring you to the latest story with a touch of fun. I'm your host, Beatrice. And here are today's headlines. Green Thumb Challenge. Meet Emily, our little gardener. She successfully grew a rainbow-colored garden using magical seeds. Tune in tomorrow for her tips on making your backyard a colorful wonderland.
The Castle Building Contest. Sir Alex and Lady Mia are hosting a castle building contest at Sherbrooke Playground. Bring your bucket and shovels this Thursday and let the sandcastle battle begin.
Remember, kids, stay curious and keep exploring the wonders of Sherbrooke. Tune in tomorrow for more exciting news.
And now for some more kids' news by Rosie.
Attention, Sherbrooke kiddos. Get ready for some thrilling news. A brand new playground is about to sprinkle extra fun into Pine Park with vibrant slides, playful swings, and more. It's the perfect spot for laughter and adventure. Mark your calendars for the grand opening celebration this Saturday. Bring your pals, unleash your inner explorer, and join the excitement. Let the countdown to a fantastic time begin.
In the collaborative atmosphere of École Visions Radio Studio, these young voices are finding their place, developing skills, and creating content that resonates with their peers. As they invite others to find their passion in radio, École Visions Radio Activity emerges as a space where young minds are empowered to express and communicate in three languages. Next, Rosie, Beatrice, and Jeanne explore the origins, growth, and pride of this unique radio initiative by conducting an interview with Mr. Pierre de Gagny, the driving force behind the radio activity at École Vision.
Hello. Today we will ask questions to our wonderful Mr. de Gagny, that is our assistant manager. Did you already talk at the radio?
Hi, Beatrice. Yes, I have already talked to the radio. For sure, I spoke many times at the Radio Vision. But also I spoke at CFLX FM. It's a radio communautaire in Sherbrooke.
Okay. Next question. I'm Rosie. Why did you add radioactivity at Visions School?
Oh, this is a good question, Rosie. The idea came from doing a lunch with a friend of mine called Daniel Coulomb.
Hi, I'm Jeanne. When did you add radioactivity?
Jeanne, we started radio vision activities around 10 years ago. Yes, 10 years. And at the beginning, we have invested around $6,000 for the technical equipment and software, but we're still running because we bought at the beginning very good equipment.
Okay. How many groups experienced so far radio?
We had around 20 groups. Because we do two activity sessions per school here, so it's around 60 kids pass through the radio activities at the after school activities called Radio Vision.
Okay, are you proud of adding radio at Vision School?
Rosie, for sure, I'm so proud. I'm proud because the Radio Vision activity helps a lot the participants to develop their communication skills and also to be a better communicator in general.
Who is Mr. Coulomb?
Oh, Mr. Coulomb, the guy who came from the idea to create the Radio Vision. Mr. Coulomb is a passionate of radio. He do a radio on a professional base for 25 years, and now he's doing a lot of community radio activities like CGMQ FM in Lennoxville and also other radios stations in Montreal.
Is he a good friend?
Yes, he's a good friend. The way that I met Monsieur Coulomb was when I was working for BRP. Bombardier Recreational Products, because he was a kind of suppliers for us. So I met him. We have done many activities together, like bicycle. We bike together many times. But we still be in contact on a monthly basis.
Thank you very much for answering our questions.
It was my pleasure, Rosie, Beatrice, and Jeanne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This journey through radioactivity at École Vision unveils a blend of youthful enthusiasm, creativity, and mentorship. our guests, Beatrice, Jeanne, and Rosie, have demonstrated that radioactivity is a platform where young minds not only develop communication skills, but also find a voice in the world. The airwaves of École Vision are not just transmitting sound, they're broadcasting experiences that shape the voices of tomorrow. My name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.